Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, Dr. Steve Pachinik hadn't been on in probably a year, and I'm really looking forward to him joining us. He's put out a lot of great videos on his show and his website, stevepachinik.com. And he's been naming the coup plotters, and I agree with what he's saying from my own analysis, but he's got a lot to add because he used to be a part of his job overthrowing governments. He's credited with that. And so he'll be joining us coming up at the bottom of the hour for an hour. I've got a lot of questions for him. We may even take a few calls specifically for him. But before I go any further, let me finish up with what I was just getting into. Who told you that the whole drag queen movement is not drag queens? It's not like old movies I've seen, like, you know, some Like It Hot or whatever with Marilyn Monroe. That's really funny. Or it's not like guys that like to dress up like women. This whole movement is predators who want access to children and who are into the occult and Satanism. And I've learned this by seeing it and by studying it and by watching it and by seeing the arrests made all over the country where convicted pedophiles are coming and doing the drag queen story time, and the schools and the libraries are trying to protect them. This is in the news. And then you go research them, and they're into vampire cults. Now, I don't know if this guy is, may not be, but that's what it is. It's dudes dressing up like demons and it the clown and going and scaring these children. So let's put up the lawyer for the fake whistleblower who's CIA, who we fingered 2 years ago with Mike Cernovich and others. His lawyer says he likes to represent pedophiles and get them national security clearances. Well, let's show the eyes of the vampire drag queen that AOC loves so much. Got that other one, looks just like him in New York, simulating the murder of the baby. This person says, you know, they're Nosferatu. And if you look at the eyes of the gentleman, when he's not in his disguise, it's that same look of Adam Schiff, of Zaid, of this individual, and these are not nice folks. They're into darkness. They're into evil, and they're crazed, and they're driven by it. And this is what's crawled out from under the rocks, because they thought Hillary was coming in. It was their time. They were going to censor everything, bring in the cashless society, have the race wars, the sex wars, but none of it materialized because Trump got in. So they're just going ahead with the plan, but it's a train wreck. And you're seeing them without all their power. You're seeing them with a lot of their power, but without all of it. And they're really showing you who they are. Hoax after hoax after hoax. Lie after lie after lie. And so there's a huge awakening that's accelerating. Epstein has blown an interdimensional hole in their ship of lies. And they are sinking, but they want to take us like Leviathan, like the Hydra, down the bottom with us, and we just cannot allow that to happen. And that's why I cannot say this enough to you, because I'm not an alarmist when it comes to our own operation. And I like to be strong and just move forward and trust in God. But I can tell you that you see the railroading of Roger Stone. They're railroading us, and they admit they're railroading us. And that's fine. We've got lots of ways to fight back. But I need word of mouth, I need prayer, and I need capital, because we're doing a lot of things that will ensure that these broadcasts and these transmissions don't just continue. They're going to expand. But I need money to flood in so I can do it. I do not just want to sit here and cruise forward in this without being able to hit on all cylinders. I have got a lot of weapons up my sleeve. They're not tricks. And believe me, you cannot do anything out there more important when it comes to fighting the globalist agenda than funding us. And we make it so easy. The Black Friday is now here. Super sale. Every item that we still have is 40-70% off still. Store free shipping, double Patriot points, and a bunch of stuff has come back into stock. And we have the new toothpaste that's so popular that doesn't compete with the super blue because it has iodine. This is whitening, though, and also remineralizes the teeth. It is the super silver whitening toothpaste. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Alex Jones Show.
A few days ago, my 11-year-old daughter came to me, and she had her digital textbook. She said, "Dad, they're teaching us about the periodic table," and I clicked on iodine, and it says that 2 billion people have low IQs or are mentally retarded on the planet Earth because they didn't get enough iodine. That's what you say all the time, but I've heard people say you're crazy, and it's not true. But, Dad, it's right here on the periodic table when I click it, saying exactly what you said. And I said, "I know, honey. That's why I have you take the high-quality nutraceutical-grade iodine, is because it's why you're so vibrant. It's why you're so alive. It's one of the reasons that you're so much healthier and smarter than most other kids your age." And it just really blew her away to read it there for herself. You know, that 2 billion people, ladies and gentlemen, 2 billion are mentally retarded on the face of the earth right now because of iodine deficiency. Research it and find out for yourself now.
InfoWars.com.
You've got it. This transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You've got it. Are we seeing the earth now? You've got it.
It is Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. The official House show trial in the wrong committee is taking place right now. And you can see all the dress rehearsals they've done in the basement of the Capitol. Now being trotted out like good little ponies, and their lies are disintegrating spectacularly in front of everyone. That's coming up. We got a bunch of clips. Dr. Steve Pachinik, who hadn't been on in over a year, is going to be joining us about the ongoing coup plot. And you probably couldn't get a better guest on about that because he used to run coup plots and things against foreign governments, with the CIA and Delta Force and all the rest of it, the State Department. And he co-wrote books with Tom Clancy and the whole nine yards. So that's coming up. And Hillary has all but announced she's running for president, saying it's her job to take down Trump, to, quote, retire him, and that she's being drafted. She's using the exact words I predicted she would on the timeline. So as soon as the House votes to impeach, it won't matter if this whole thing falls apart. They'll still vote for the indictment. That's when she'll announce, is around that time, if things go well. Got a 90% chance she announces by the end of the year, in my view. She still may be able to be stopped. People ask why I was out bullhorning her a week and a half ago. They said, "Are you trying to get killed?" And everybody knows she's a murderer. She represents the deep state. And no, I'm trying to just get in her face and point out that she's still in control of much of the deep state, is the enemy of this country. Somebody's got to do it. Not everybody's just trying to cover their ass. So thanks for keeping me in the game, listeners and viewers, because you are the folks that finance this expedition against the globalist. And our expedition has had huge successes, massive findings, and changed the world. It's your expedition. But the expedition is now in its greatest battle ever. Your word of mouth, your prayer, and your financial support is paramount. We make it easy. InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, in the balance of this segment, let me get to it. I have a message for Edward Snowden, the contractor whistleblower, and I have a message to Joe Rogan, who has one of the biggest talk shows in the world, and it's this. Both of you aren't stupid, and both of you, I know, can research the facts and discover for yourself that there have been ongoing geoengineering programs happening on this planet for over 100 years, and that by the late 1960s, Stanford Research Institute, the U.S. Navy and Air Force had certified weather modification programs using aerosolized barium salts, aluminum dioxide, and other particulate put out via jet engines, using the jet engines to create the nuclei to create intensified ice crystallization in the atmosphere. And Joe, 10 years ago, would talk about this. Then he hosted a program on national television and, quote, debunked it. And I get it. He has staked his reputation that geoengineering is not going on, that, quote, using the lay term, chemtrails don't exist. Well, no one calls them chemtrails. It's high-altitude, aerosolized geoengineering programs, and I'm going to show you Department of Defense, Council on Foreign Relations, Smithsonian, the CFR, the CIA director admitting it. We have international treaties on it. That doesn't mean every trail is a chemtrail. But there are a lot of governments involved now at the secret treaty level adding it to the jet fuel for this, quote, project to dim the planet and save it from global warming. Two scientists won the Nobel Prize in 1992 coming up with this plan. So let's get into it right now. Overhead shot, please. U.S. Department of Defense. Now I'm going to play these clips of Joe and others. April 28th, 1997. Secretary of Defense William S. Cohen, and he says that governments and others are working on weather control and weather weapons, and that they can control and alter the climate. There it is on screen. Okay, that is defense.gov archive. All right, let's move on to the next thing. Weather weapons have existed for over 15 years, testified U.S. Secretary of Defense. And that was 20-something years ago. In this folder, I have CFR, I have Wall Street Journal, I have them all admitting Bill Gates is getting government funding and running quasi-secret programs, and they've now announced with aluminum salts, barium dioxide, added to jet fuel at the corporate level, where even the pilots don't know, and then under the patents, it aerosolizes it into the atmosphere and creates nuclei, creating artificial clouds. Now, I'm going to get to these clips. Let's play Joe Rogan with Edward Snowden a few weeks ago. And he asked Snowden, like, Snowden knows everything in the world because he got some government files. Well, these programs aren't even run by the government. They're run by corporations and these private foundations and are directed by government agreements. That's why Bill Gates is over the U.S. North American project, and he talks about it. They give hour-long speeches about this. And they talk about how the public's getting upset about other governments are. But then to the general proletariat, Joe Rogan tells us it doesn't exist. He just insults the intelligence. Yeah, there was mainstream news telling you just what I just told you. So everything we told you 20 years ago has turned out to be dead on exactly right. But now they're announcing it exactly as we said, but we're more discredited. More discredited. I was on Joe's podcast earlier this year, and I said there's a secret government program giving people DMT to map out these new dimensions and speak to these entities. I've never taken it. I just know about the programs. He had a professor on 2 months later saying exactly that, and they just announced it, that they're doing DMT drips. People are staying in it up to 10 hours, and that they're like astronauts going in and actually mapping these other dimensions and these entities, and the government believes it's aliens. See, exactly what I told you precisely. Because I heard it when I was 8 years old around a dinner table and on some road trips with people involved in the project in San Francisco. And the whole damn Silicon Valley is a cult interfacing with these damn things. But, oh, that's kooky. Joe Rogan says he talks to aliens, takes the DMT, believes it. But then when I point out it's a big globalist project and these aliens are telling the globalists what to do to change our atmosphere and prepare it for themselves, I'm the kook even though it's all true. All right, let's just go back. So when I come back, I'm going to play these clips. But let's start getting to Snowden with Joe. Here it is.
And this is, I think, it says so much about the bureaucratic character of how government works, right? The people who rise to the top of these governments. It's about risk management for them, right? It's about never being criticized for something. And this is, look, if we want to get really controversial, and this is something that'll haunt me, because people will bring it up again and again and again, people ask about, you know, people still criticize me. In the book, you know, I talk about aliens and chemtrails and things like that, and the fact that there's no evidence for that. I went looking on the network, right? And I know, Joe, you want there to be aliens.
I do.
I know Neil deGrasse Tyson badly wants there to be aliens. And there probably are, right? But the idea that we're hiding them, if we are hiding them, I had ridiculous access to the networks of the NSA, the CIA, the military, all these groups. I couldn't find anything, right? So if it's hidden, and it could be hidden, it's hidden really damn well.
That's another dimension.
More on the inside. But the main thing is conspiracy theories, right? Everybody wants to believe in conspiracy theories because it helps life make sense. It helps us believe that somebody is in control, right? That somebody is calling the shots, that these things all happen for a reason, this, that, and the other.
Wow, when I had Steve Pachinik on, when he first came out, Pachinik said he works for us, the externalization of the method. And I was like, oh, that's not true, Pachinik. Turns out it's true. That was all scripted. That's the standard line. Oh, there's no conspiracy theories by the guy that released all this stuff showing the massive conspiracy to spy on us illegally and control markets and so much more. But none of it exists. Edward Snowden just told.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, Edward Snowden releases multiple tranches of documents over the last 6 years or so that just show the illegal spying, the setting people up, that spyware is put into all these major industries and devices to be able to take down civilization if the deep state wants to. Not the government, but the industries working with government that have built this in to give the bureaucrats all this power. And now we see the captains of the deep state, Brennan, Clapper, Hillary, Obama, Mueller, Mueller, still in power despite the fact that the president's been elected and is trying to remove their minions and their operatives that are involved in mutiny. So everything I specifically said about your phones are secretly listening to you, your devices are, because I talked to top engineers, I talked to dozens and dozens of other whistleblowers that never got the attention that Snowden did. People that released stuff as big as Snowden did. I talked to one guy who gave me documents who his son believes they killed him about a month later. He was a rich engineer who had a bunch of the patents. And he was telling me this stuff 20 years ago, brought me stuff multiple times about how there's hidden microphones in the cable boxes and we'd break them open, they'd be there, and all hell would break loose. That's the type of stuff that they didn't want you to know. Now they're, oh yeah, well, there's hidden microphones. Even if you turn the microphone off in the Google Nest or the Amazon this, they're always listening. AI is. See, I'll just settle, oh, but I'm the discredited one, and there's no geoengineering. Of course, he calls it chemtrails, because there's no documents called chemtrails. That's true. Now, are there documents called geoengineering? Yeah, and it's hidden in plain view. So let's play the director of the CIA at the time. This is 3 years ago. Brennan. He gave a long speech. He spoke like 10 minutes on this, but here's a short clip. And he even couches it as well. It upsets governments and other people that were doing this. Because, you know, you could cut somebody's water off or you could destroy their crops. So, see, they don't tell us, the little people, about it. They just put it in all the documents, admit they're doing it, and then when we say, hey, that's not good, they go, shut up, it doesn't exist. Here, Joe Rogan, tell them. And Joe's like, yeah, it doesn't exist. Joe Rogan, I talk to aliens when I take DMT. They tell me what to do. Jones, yeah, the government's been deploying this, using people to promote it. And it's all part of this occult takeover. Demons are the aliens. That's what the elite believe they're in contact with, and they want a post-human world. And it's like, wow, that's crazy. Really, that's crazy. When they're telling us the post-human world, we have to give up our humanity, merge with machines, humans are bad. Men dressed up like vampires, going to schools unannounced, kids sit in their laps crying. The teachers are like, sit in their laps. It's not just parents bringing them to libraries. It's unannounced in Denver and other areas. All of this is training us to accept nightmares. It's an invasion. It's a preparation. And these are their slaves. They're zombies. They're Renfields. So let's play the, at the time, the director of the CIA specifically repeating what we said they were doing 20 years ago. Here it is.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
Oh.
Others might seize on SAI's benefits and back away from their commitment to carbon dioxide reductions. And as with other breakthrough technologies, global norms and standards are lacking to guide the deployment and implementation of SAI and other geoengineering initiatives.
But Edward Snowden said it didn't exist on the Cool Trendy Show. See how that works? Now, I can show you the Smithsonian articles, the Department of Energy articles, the Department of Defense articles. I mean, I can show you all these, and Bill Gates runs it. It's like he runs the inoculation program. and he admits this to get the population of humans down, so roll your sleeves up. What could go wrong? It's the same group that gave blacks syphilis in their vaccines and so many other groups. My grandmother was told she got polio from the vaccine. She was a beautiful young mother of two children. My mother was four when she got it. They put her in iron lung for a while. She survived and died at 92, but she was in super bad pain the rest of her life, ate most of her nerves. And the doctor told her, oh, was it your vaccine? Yeah, it has. Oh, by the way, there was some cancer viruses in all of those shots as well, SV40. But see, being informed, you don't need to do that. You just need to laugh and go, when Snowden's talking. And I like Joe. It's just that Joe knows this is going on, and it's out in the open. And you heard him say SAI and other geoengineering programs that if they're fully deployed, because this has all been the beta test to get rid of that evil carbon that humans and plants and all life live off of, and carbon gases are a tiny trace amount. Carbon dioxide and oxygen are traces. And their numbers are going down compared to ice core and mud samples. But these fellers aren't really worried about that. They've got ABC, NBC News showing you how the jets fly over and spray you. Children's shows explain, oh, they're saving us with aluminum dioxide, barium salts, and there's a Nobel Prize. And it's putting the jet fuel exactly as I said. But Joe Rogan said I was wrong. Oh. Again. Joe's kids are breathing the aluminum dioxide as well. That's killing the crops. But don't worry, Monsanto's got a whole group of crops that can live in high aluminum soils. So don't you worry, it's here. So see, this is all going on, and it's not for the reasons they say. It's not to cool the planet. Actually, the studies show that the radiation goes through these clouds and then never leaves. It's actually trying to heat the planet, but they failed in heating it. Because the sun just so happened to dim a little bit during their project. Just God works mysterious ways. Isn't that funny? So the sun had been in a maximum period, and it's kind of cooled down a bit. That's on record. So things are cooling down a bit. They're like, damn. We were going to try to make it worse. It didn't work. Because you cut carbon dioxide, then plants don't grow as well and die, and then people starve. So, yeah, it's a depopulation program. But the sun cooled off a little bit, so it didn't go the way they wanted to, and they're so pissed. But don't worry, there'll be lots of people mentioned and pushed in the YouTube feeds, you know, like Joe, that'll tell you none of it's happening. Nothing's going on. In fact, 5G is good for you. Vaccines are good for you. InfoWars Life has done it again with undoubtedly our biggest breakthrough yet, Super Silver Whitening Toothpaste. This is proprietary. This is with the top lab in the country. and it is incredibly high quality. This is the best toothpaste you're going to find. It's called whitening toothpaste, but really it knocks out the bacteria, it recalcifies the teeth, it does so many things on so many fronts. These beautiful tubes of Super Silver toothpaste are available at an introductory price of 25% off out of the gates. It's as low as we can go, and they're going to sell out very, very quickly. Super Silver whitening toothpaste is going to be a hit. I'm very, very proud of it. And I want to thank my father, a retired dentist, for spearheading this the last 2 years and developing it. It's 25% off out of the gates. That's as low as we can go because it's very, very expensive to produce. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
We're in the middle of the first leg of the public show trial going on against the president, the coup by a collection of globalist bureaucrats backed by the Chi-Coms and others. And we're going to be breaking that down with Dr. Steve Pachinik, who hadn't been on this in over a year. It's great to have him back with us. StevePachinik.com. MD, PhD, is an American psychiatrist, former State Department official, author, and publisher. He's critically acclaimed author of psychopolitical thrillers and the co-creator of the best-selling Tom Clancy Ops Center and Tom Clancy's Net Force paperbacks. Produced a lot of big movies. Trained in psychiatry at Harvard University and international relations at MIT. His novels are based on over, now it's 40 years experience resolving international crisis hostage situations for the Department of State. in four administrations at least. And he joins us to break down just the wild state of the different factions and the coups and counter coups and all these hoaxes and what he thinks is coming next. Because I've been watching his reports on his site, stevepaczynik.com, and it's been mirroring our own research and what we see happening. And now a lot of this is out in the open, so I want to get into what he sees coming next if this impeachment fails. So, Doc, good to have you back with us.
It's a pleasure to be back. Thank you for getting me back on the show. We are in interesting times. Let me summarize it very briefly. Jefferson said it, our founding father said it very clearly. He said, in liberty, we will have to sacrifice the blood of patriots and tyrants. And that's exactly what's happening. We don't have a civil war. What we do have is an internal conflict where the Democrats are really in the throes of the last, probably breath. I think they're in the throes of a self-destruction. The reason is clear. Nancy Pelosi really miscalculated where she is, where she's going. I said she had a real problem understanding the difference between a republic and a democracy. And then she went on the Stephen Colbert show to kind of retract that. But in fact, what's happening is Adam Schiff is really a useless representative. And what you're seeing is millions and millions of dollars wasted on a process that will, I will guarantee you, end up where Trump will be reelected in 2020. There's no question of it. This is the demise of the Democratic Party. They are in a spiral of self-destruction, along with much of what we would consider the deep state. But you had on one end, you had Jerry Post, and you have psychiatrists who are trying to claim that Trump is nuts and self-destructive. On the other hand, you have George Conway, who comes out of Yale and is the husband of Colleen Conway, who works at the Trump administration. He's from Yale. Post is from Yale. I got Bolton from Yale. I've got Woodward from Yale. I got Bush is from Yale. I got Cheney from Yale. Is there something I'm trying to get at in terms of the nidus of this civil war or whatever you want to call it, a coup attempt? It's a soft coup because we're not using military forces, and military forces will not be used. We're not in the business of using military forces. If we have to, we would do it. But quite frankly now, we are now really in the business of taking down their soft coup. And that's what I was doing with my videos after I attacked Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff. I call him the real Stalin. He's totally useless. And I called Nancy Pelosi somebody who really had no idea of what she's doing and going into a spin of self-destruction. So what we have here is really a lot of irrelevancy with much noise and much noise signifying very little in terms of what's happening. And the reason for that is very simple. As you know, I day trade and there are other traders. But we've never had a market that's so strong and an economy that's so strong. So while they're fiddling in Rome, and it's burning in Rome, literally California is burning again. And here they have 85,000 people in Los Angeles who are homeless. Schiff has 85,000 people in San Francisco homeless. Pelosi has fires that have raged all over North California and Southern California and has done absolutely nothing. And her pet boy, Newsom, who's the governor, is totally useless. So what you see, in effect, is a very ineffectual, effete party self-destructing in the midst of what really is a Republican revolution. And in fact, the reason Michael Bloomberg had to come in, he saw the same thing you and I saw, which was the fact there's nobody in the Democratic Party who could be a viable candidate. Bernie Sanders is a joke. I listened to him in Warner, New Hampshire. He's the socialist. He's a multimillionaire socialist from book advances. If I could get his book advances, I'll go to his publishers, but I don't get multimillion dollar advances. So he's, you know, lying. You've got Warren, who's basically losing it as well. She has no credibility. And then you have the four, whatever you want to call it, amigas who work together in destroying the party. So you really have nobody there. Biden, I said, is mentally ill. He has a problem with an aneurysm. and he has no credibility. So,
and Dr. Chenig, I agree with you on that, but what about the neocon influence? And the reason I really want to get you on, I'm glad you bring up the field of what's happening in the waterfront. What about the neocons? Because I agree the Democrats are out of control. They're destroying themselves. They're self-destructive. Every place they control, they've looted and are falling apart. But what about the neocons and Bolton and others combined with the Democrats? I don't want to be overconfident here. I mean, I agree with what you're saying. It's just that they keep trying and failing, but they're not going to stop. Don't they need to be punished for the crimes they've committed?
I agree with you. I am absolutely I'm shocked that a guy like George Conway, who is a neocon, went to Yale, as did John Bolton, went to Yale, created 9/11, was part of the neocon Cheney, Bush, Colin Powell, Condoleezza Rice, you know, Junta, and nobody has been punished for 9/11. Nobody's been punished for Epstein phenomenon with the Maxwells or the Bronfmans. So no neocon has gone to prison. Victoria Nuland, who created all these problems in Ukraine, along with her husband, Kagan, all of whom are what we call chicken hawks, including Bolton, who espoused the fact that we have to go into Vietnam, but he didn't want to go to Vietnam because he didn't want to get killed in a foxhole. Then he says we got to go to war in Afghanistan and Iraq, but he himself would never go because he's a coward. So we have all of these neocons who should have been arrested. I do not see the Department of Justice really being very effective. Unfortunately, I don't see the FBI being very effective. And so there's no element of the American government which I see as effective. You have Bolton shaking hands with Bush Jr. But we know Bolton. I've known Bolton for 30 years. And guys who I worked with, like Carl Ford, who's head of intelligence and worked for the CIA, literally said Bolton is a man who sucks up to the superior and deprecates the inferior worker. At the same time, Richard Armitage, who was Deputy Secretary of State in Colin Powell, was reprimanded Bolton. Bolton was a joke for many of us. He was a sick joke, but he always came in illegally, and really never performed anything.
And he believes Trump will be removed, so he's jumped over to their side, is about to violate the separation of powers and testify about it. When we come back, I want to then tie this together with Dr. Steve Pachinik of stevepachinik.com, because I agree the Democrats have nothing. They're looking like fools, but they've got the votes to get the indictment in the House. Then they could blackmail and twist arms of the Senate, because you've got the neocons and Mitt Romney fluttering around like flying monkeys in the background. So it's that combination that really worries me. So I want to look at how you think they might try to take the president out, what you think the president should do. And as you said, the Justice Department keeps saying, oh, we're waiting for the Inspector General report before we can do anything. When they have all of these crimes there, that's only encouraging these cells that the deep state left in there to continue to do this. How do we rout those out and then get control of the government fully back under the American people? With Dr. Steve Pachinik, stevepachinik.com. And again, he has also been involved in regime change and a lot more. When he talks about it here on the show, though, he's gotten called into federal court and stuff about it, so we can't get into too much of that. But this is some real stuff with Steve Pachinik. He ran the Camp David Accords, the only big successful peace deal we ever did. He goes back that far. So it's always great to have him on with us. We're very honored to have him. I really appreciate everybody tuning in today. Spread the word about him being on the show and tell people about InfoWars.com. The fact that it still exists totally pisses the deep state off. Stay with us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text 211 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text 211 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's D-O-1-1 to 350-350.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Well, carpe diem at memeworld.com. It's also up on Infowars.com. Has released an amazing new meme. We'll play at the start of the next hour. It's on Infowars.com. I hope you spread it. Carpe diem releases damning footage of Trump quid pro quo. Don't let the Democrats see this. And it's pretty hilarious. We're going to be playing that next hour, but please get that out. Please don't forget, we just launched the new sale that keeps us on the air. Plus, these are great products. Black Friday sales have arrived, and it's all 40 to 70% off. Storewide free shipping, double pay for your points on all the items that are still in stock. And we also have the new whitening toothpaste that has the nano patented silver. It has the above sea coral calcium that helps remineralize the teeth. It knocks out the viruses, the bacteria, the gingivitis that can get into your arteries and cause all those heart problems. It just really is, we believe, some of the best toothpaste ever produced, and it funds the InfoWar, so a total win. Get yours today at InfoWarStore.com. I want to thank you all for the support. Now, going back to Dr. Steve Pachinik of StevePachinik.com, I've had so many questions I want to get into here, and I mean, I agree with your assessment that the Democrats are believing mainstream media that they're invincible. Their old lies don't work, so they keep expanding the lies. I'm not a psychiatrist like you, but they want to diagnose Trump from afar and violate the Goldwater rule, diagnosing them. I mean, they act like megalomaniacs that just get caught in everything. Schiff reading fake transcripts and getting caught in doing all these dress rehearsals in the basement of the Capitol, and then the so-called whistleblower was exposed by people on this show to Roger Stone and Mike Cernovich 2 years ago, specifically as Eric Saramala, and it turns out that he was working with Biden's son, and so no wonder he wants to do all this. I mean, this is just flagrant, and Trump talks about it being treason. What these people are doing, what would you call it? And then what do you expect them to do next? Because if Bolton, you know, we know is a mole and a leaker the whole time, is publicly jumping ship, he must believe Trump can be removed.
It's not even a question that he believes Trump will be removed. He was in the business of trying to remove Trump. What? Here's the problem. Ironically, Trump brought in a lot of his own elements of self-destruction. He had
you said that on the show 2 years ago. You said, what the hell is he doing?
That's exactly what I warned against, and this is exactly why I warned it. I mean, here was General Mattis, who gave a chance. He called him, you know, strong dog, whatever it was. And there's Mattis shooting off his mouth, deprecating the president, when I know fully well, and he knows fully well, he better keep his mouth shut. Because there's a lot we know about him in his personal life. And it goes on. Biden is the same issue. Hunter Biden's in that issue. Bolton, we know a lot about. The truth of the matter is the counter-revolution, what we're capable of doing, is far more lethal than what they're doing right now. The problem is I don't have an attorney general who will arrest them on site. I was surprised that, one, that our attorney general didn't do anything when Epstein, quote, was killed. There was no such thing as Epstein being killed or in any way slaughtered in a cell. Epstein was part of the CIA Mossad group, and he knew as well as I did, William Barr, that we take out our own people and we send them overseas. There was no death of Epstein, but Epstein had exposed how corrupt everything was at MIT and at Harvard. I went after my own president of MIT, and I said, resign. You have no reason to have had Epstein there for 10 to 15 years. So what's happening is we have an internal revolution of corruption, yet there's no accountability on the surface because I've said from the day one, Trump doesn't have the most ruthless people, people like me and others. We get rid of them quickly. My job was to come into the State Department and fire at will. It was the same thing in the intelligence community. There is no such thing in the intelligence
community. So it's true that Trump is incompetent, but only by not knowing how to root these criminals out.
Correct. Alex, the irony is he's not as tough as he should have been. You bring in guys like me or you, we would get rid of them. Why do I need 75,000 people in the State Department? It's a joke. When I worked for Kissinger, we had at most 9 to 10 people, and Henry had to figure out how to deal with 15,000. When I worked with James Baker, he had 3 or 4 people, and I was part of that group. He couldn't figure out what to do with 15,000. Now we have 75,000, fire them. I do not need a State Department. I don't care if an individual is elegant, nice, he served in Vietnam. They are irrelevant.
Well, let's pull back from this, because what we have is a bureaucracy that thinks it runs things, that's made all these deals, and they're trying to keep Trump from ever getting control of his government. He thought bring in all the sides, and that they would actually tell him the truth. They've lied to him. Now he knows he should never have Never Trumpers. Now he knows he shouldn't have neocons. Now he knows he shouldn't have leftist, attached to the America-hating group. Who do you recommend that the president get in there? Because he's openly saying, who the hell will actually...
I'm not interested in serving, but I've said from day one, you and I are the only ones who came out of the outside and said, look, this is not going to work for whatever reason. And I have my ideas why Bolton was in there, because Trump had a relationship with him. But also Trump had a relationship with Bush Jr. So in a way, Trump created his own destruction because he brought in all these neocons and right-wing operatives who'd never been in combat, he'd never been involved.
Sure, but you just said his own destruction. Can Trump be saved in your view?
Yeah.
And what are the plays they're going to use against him?
They're going to use several things. One, it came out Jared Kushner, Ivanka Trump have been self-aggrandizing in their money, and they've gotten wealthier. big deal. So is every other president of the United States. For the first time in our history, we have a businessman. And I've had to explain this to my intelligence units. A businessman does what he has to do. I don't care if he makes money, he loses money. I don't particularly care if he pays tax or he doesn't. He's the president of the United States. He can fire at will. He can get rid of the CIA. He has to get rid of, we've got 16 intelligence units doing nothing. And right now I've got in Hong Kong riots going on against China, and we're not even in any way involved in that. And so the president...
100% we should back that. Exactly. America doesn't back freedom anymore. It backs tyranny.
Well, I don't want to say that.
I'm not saying as a policy from Trump. I'm saying exactly. It's insane that we're not helping the people in Hong Kong.
Well, let me put it this way. We have national security interests. National security interest means business. So when anybody attacks Putin, give me a break. Number one, I was involved in the takedown of the Soviet Union. We had an agreement that was in writing. There is no such thing as the Russians invaded Crimea. Crimea has been part of the Soviet Union and Russia for decades and centuries. That was one of the agreements we had with Russia.
So explain to people, who broke the agreement at the end of the Cold War in 1991?
It was Newman, the neocons, and others who created disruptive events within Ukraine to create a fight against Putin. They wanted to have a war against Russia. Putin wouldn't even accept that. Putin is strong. He has an idea exactly he wants to work with Trump. Putin has a great respect for America. He could care less about our elections. I've known about Putin since the day he came in because I was at Dzerzhinsky Square in the KGB headquarters, where I knew beforehand that Putin would be the head of the KGB 20 years ago. And the operatives in the KGB didn't know who he was. So we put in Putin there because we needed somebody to control the remainder of what was Russia. So the neocons are totally ignorant. What you have are people who basically have never been involved in crisis management. You have people who have never been involved.
Sure. So give us the end game. What are the players? How do you see things ending right now? Currently, in the direction things are going, how do you see this unfolding?
The way I see it unfolding, if he continues this, we're going to waste a lot of time and money, and Trump will be exhausted, and he may even want to resign. I do not know. But he's got to fire a lot of people. He's got to fire the CIA operatives. He's got to fire State Department. You do not need 2,000 people on the National Security Council.
It's gotten totally ridiculous, too, how cartoonish these attempts to remove him are. Some people say, are they doing this on purpose to look like idiots? No, they're that incompetent.
They are that incompetent. It's nothing to do with idiots. It's the irrelevancy of the bureaucracy. So what Trump is a disruptor. He disrupted an entire system based on process. In terms of the congressmen and the congresswomen, they're going to self-destruct. The people aren't going to vote for the Democrats. They've done nothing. They're actually in a self-destructive mode. The Republicans have to be very careful. Mitt Romney is not a Republican. Mitt Romney is a Mormon, an elder of the church, who is a coward. I said it years ago.
Mitt Romney is the guy that's going to lead the impeachment against Trump. I agree with that. So when we come back, I want to talk about this and really flesh this out. Because this is real politics, folks. Real politique. We're not sitting here talking about Republican-Democrat stuff right now. This is really the players, who the factions are, and what's currently happening. And if Trump doesn't move against them quickly, they're just going to create more circuses, and it's going to be very, very dangerous. Stay with us.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.